This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm George Varney. Officials at the Missouri Cattlemen's Association say the state's former agriculture director made threats toward them after he was displeased with a magazine article. John Hagler was replaced earlier this month as head of the agriculture department with little explanation from Governor Jay Nixon. The move came one day after another high-ranking employee, Beth Ewers, resigned while distributing a letter saying Hagler created a work environment of, quote, hostile disrespect, intimidation, and fear. Now the Cattlemen's Group says Hagler also acted with hostility towards its CEO, Mike Deering. Cattlemen's President Chuck Massengill and other group leaders say that Hagler threatened to beat up Deering earlier this year after Deering wrote an article critical of Hagler. Hagler did not return messages from the Associated Press seeking comment. A Missouri Senate leader has put forth a new pared-back proposal dealing with the enforcement of federal gun control laws. Senate Majority Leader Ron Richard released a draft today of proposed legislation for the 2014 session seeking to nullify federal gun control laws that infringe on Second Amendment rights. The new proposal comes about 6 weeks after Richard and Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey voted against an attempted veto override of a bill addressing the same subject because of concerns about its constitutionality. Unlike the original bill, the new proposal would not subject federal authorities to state misdemeanor charges for trying to enforce certain federal gun control laws. It also eliminates provision that could have resulted in charges against journalists for publishing the names of gun owners. Current Republican Senator Mike Kehoe announced Wednesday morning he'll be running for re-election in 2014. Kehoe is a former owner of a Ford and Lincoln Mercury franchise in Jefferson City, but has overseen the 6th District since 2010. Cole County Sheriff Greg White says that Kehoe is especially good at balancing district issues and state issues.
Well, I think that he'll do two things. I think that he'll bring to the table those things that are the best interest of this district, but it'll also be the best interest of the state of Missouri.
Kehoe announced the decision during the last stop of his Flapjack tour at Jefferson City's Memorial Park. A review of the Callaway County Circuit Court has revealed more than $11,000 could be unaccounted for with 60 questionable transactions beginning in January 2011. KBIA's Billy Grayson has the story.
Callaway County Circuit Clerk Judy Gorner says the discovery of the questionable transactions occurred in a routine budget review by the Missouri Office of State Court Administrations in January of 2011.
And when they came in September, they discovered that, you know, what they thought was fraud, and they notified me immediately. And as soon as I was made aware of it, I contacted law enforcement and the presiding judge of our circuit.
The presiding judge at the time was Judge Gary Oxenhandler, who then contacted the Missouri State Auditor's Office. Deputy State Auditor Harry Otto says a former clerk involved in the transactions has been terminated, but may be responsible for more than $11,000 that are missing. Randolph County Prosecutor Mike Fusselman, the special prosecutor in the case, says he has received information from the state about one individual.
I have received information on one particular individual. And so my investigation at this stage, or rather my evaluation of the case, will be with respect to the individual that was referred to me.
Fusselman says he'll be reviewing the audit report more in depth over the next week. Billy Grayson, KBIA News.
Missouri's House Speaker now has a set of recommendations on how to downsize state government. Marshall Griffin reports it was compiled by a committee of lawmakers this summer and fall.
Committee Chair Paul Kirkman of Franklin County says his primary recommendation is to give the state auditor's office the authority to conduct comparative audits.
If there's one agency or bureaucracy that's doing something that's very cost efficient and saving taxpayers' dollars, we also want to make sure that other agencies or bureaucracies also are applying the same method.
Kirkman says the state of Washington saved around $1 billion over a five-year period by using comparative audits. Other recommendations include examining the management of state-owned vehicles and the bidding process for state contracts. The 2014 legislative session begins in just over 2 months. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
MU received a major federal grant Thursday to continue the diversity program in the biomedical science departments. The National Institute of Health awarded a $1.1 million training grant to the university's post-baccalaureate research education program known as PREP. The program recruits minority undergraduates with high potential and helps prepare them for doctoral programs. Program mentor and co-director Michael Garcia says the grant validates the program's efforts to increase diversity and inclusion at MU.
This is one method of validation, and we're lucky to have several programs on campus that are currently funded, and that says a lot in this day and age with NIH cutbacks and these sort of things. So we're very, very proud and very honored that NIH believes we're doing a good job.
Garcia says 89% of the program scholars are in or have completed graduate programs, and they're finishing those degrees about a year faster than the national average. PREP has trained 28 scholars at MU over the last decade. The program supports 7 post-baccalaureate students per year. The new grant will fund the program for another 4 years. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.